Yeah. What's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Friday to you, wherever you are. By now, you probably know exactly where I am. I'm in Southern California. I am live. I'm in the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We have got a tremendous Friday show for you. I cannot wait to get to it. Lots to get done. Open phones in hour number one. I trust you, clones. Honestly, not only do I trust you, I'm hyped. I'm fired up. Come and get some. 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Toll free. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Twitter is still the best way to go. One, it gets you into my telephone directly. Two, it's fast. It's easy. Three, I'm helping you build your own brand. More than 1.4 million people follow me on Twitter. If you send me a good tweet, I will read it on the air. If I read it on the air, there are people listening. And I'm not sure exactly how many, but I'm going to guess maybe 4 or 5 billion with a B. They're listening on several hundred radio stations. They're watching on CBS Sports Network. They're going to hear your tweet. Twitter is a great game for you clones. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Best tweets get read on the air. If it's an exceptional tweet, I will retweet it. Then everybody hears it and everybody sees it. Get at me on Twitter. If you want to go old school with it, just shoot me an email at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So why am I so hyped up? Because it's a great day. Why is it a great day? I've got a great show. I already know this is going to be a great show. Open phones in hour number one. In the meantime, the interviews look like this. Boy, that's a jacked up call screen right there. Anyway, they just went away. Devin Powell is going to join me in hour number two. Now, you know him, right? My man exploded his gonad. And he's been pretty upfront about that. And I had the story yesterday. He was in training, and he took a knee, and he had a ruptured testicle. That's a phrase that I never, ever wanted to hear or say ever again. That's a phrase that you can never unhear. Ruptured testicle. Not only did that happen to him, not only is he dealing with that, but my man has turned the ultimate negative into the greatest positive of all. And yesterday after the program, he tweeted at me thanking for the shout-out and said, if you want to talk about it, I'm more than game to do so. I'm like, hell yes, I want to talk about that. So that's exactly what we're going to do in hour number two. Meantime, also in the second hour, Providence head coach Ed Cooley, big jungle guy. I'm all about him. He joins me in the second hour. Hour number three, we've got an NFL draft prospect. In fact, he's projected to go high in the first round. Former safety at Florida State, Derwin James. He joins me in studio. It's Friday, so you know we got the week that was. Today's lots Friday. To get done. My man, Devin Powell. This guy's absolutely amazing. So when I tweeted out the guest list for today, he tweeted back, and I quote, "Get your popcorn ready. Actually, you probably won't have an appetite. Hashtag sack lunch." Sack lunch. This guy's got more puns about the worst injury ever. So get your popcorn ready, or if you pack a sack lunch, we'll be talking to him in hour number two. Lots to get at. This guy's incredible. All right, so in the meantime, I could start any number of places today. It's telephone number again, toll free. We're wide open in the first hour, 1-800-636-8686. I want to start with some golf. Now, I knew the first time that Tiger Woods brought his bats to Riviera in a dozen years, I knew that was going to be eventful. I just didn't think that it would be that eventful because the cat gave us a little bit of everything in that opening round, 1-over-72. Some good, some bad, some downright hideous. And while I did ask El Gato to give me an A or give me an F before the tournament, I'll be straight. I didn't think this guy would be able to give me both an A and an F. Because carding five birdies at the RIV is an A. Hitting just seven greens is an F. And losing your rock in a tree the first time you break out the big stick is downright disgusting. But because I'm such a positive guy. Why don't we start with the good? You see, contrary to popular belief, I am not rooting for this guy to be terrible. Let me start with the positives. This dude's short game is pretty electric right about now. The cat was rolling it in like the good old days when he was sliding into green jackets and stacking major championships on his mantle. He took just 25 putts to get around 18 holes. This guy was basically automatic from 10 feet, the way he used to be when he was crushing it on the money list. And with the waitress pool at every diner, drive-in, and dive on tour. I mean, just like the good old days. And he played some wizardly wedges, getting it up and down from some crazy spots. And at least he gave himself a chance to make the weekend. Remember, this is a guy that had the straight-up shanks and yips not that long ago. And even worse for his career than his wrecked back. I mean, somehow this guy's beaten back the shakes. Once you get that, some guys never ever make it back. And apparently he has. As of right now, he's at least made it back from that. So there are your A's. Now let's get to the F's. This dude's driver continues to be an instrument of terror. And that's actually an improvement from the last time he teed it up at Torrey. Remember, Tiger told anybody who would listen that the changes he was making these last 2 weeks were going to pay off. That new stiffer shaft would eliminate that two-way miss. The extra degree of loft would help with his spin rate. And then he goes out on his first swing with the big stick and plugged one into a eucalyptus tree, and he made double. I mean, literally. The ball never came down. That ball was still up there, I think. And that wasn't even his worst tee shot of the day. We're getting to a point where every single time he pulls out that bazooka, they should sound an alarm just for the safety of the gallery. I mean, point blank, you cannot win a tournament if you can't play it from the fairway. And while he did manage to hit a couple on the way in, he still looks like a weekend hack with a driver in his hands. So, well, I guess I have to give the guy some credit for forcing himself to keep taking these reps in a tournament setting. He'd be so much better off if the guy just went to the first tee. Literally today, went to the first tee, pulled out the big dog, and snapped it over his knee. On the 9 holes that he had a driver in his hand, he was 4 over. Now look, I'm a radio host, I'm not some kind of statistician or mathematician, but here's a stat that the cat might want to consider. On the 6 fairways he missed, he was 6 over. On the 8 fairways he hit, he was 5 under. I'm not asking this cat to use the quadratic formula or quantum physics, but maybe just draw his own conclusions before unsheathing that weapon today. So, Tiger honks, if you want to see the good, I'm not going to stop you. On a course that owns him, on a day where the guy could not find a fairway or a green, he's still somehow in that tournament. On a day where El Gato pegged it up with the reigning player of the year, Justin Thomas, and a 4-time major champ, Rory McIlroy, the cat held his own. He didn't embarrass himself. He didn't re-injure himself. And his latest back surgeon has earned every single penny. Because after Tiger took some swings that would have left him lying in the kikuyu grass, before that spinal fusion, this guy's still standing upright. That's the good news. He's still standing upright, even though he was swinging out his ass. But the goal is, after all, to win. And right now, Tiger is T63, and he's got some work to do just to get to the weekend. But credit to the cat for this. It wasn't boring. This guy's played a lot of golf on the PGA Tour. 1,184 rounds to be exact. And yesterday was the only time where he hit 7 fairways or less, but still managed to card 5 birdies. So, when I asked him for an A or an F, the cat gave me both. As good as his short game is, his long game is that bad. And as long as that's the case, this guy is going to be grinding to make cuts and not winning tourneys. But it could have been worse. It's been a hell of a lot worse, hasn't it? You see, I've been positive on the cat now for an entire week. I'm keeping a very open mind about that cat. 1-800-636-8686. other things to get to today. In addition to that, I do want to talk about the Olympics. I've got a couple of Olympic takes. I want to talk about Adam the Ripper. Adam Rippon. You check this guy's act. He's unbelievable. And you always want to talk about who's going to be the breakout star. We talked about this with Martin Rogers when he came on the show from South Korea. It almost doesn't even matter where this guy finishes. He's going to win the Olympics. It doesn't matter where this guy finishes because of his rap, because he's a quote machine, but because he's got a lot of that it. Now, a lot of you are not really hip to figure skating. I think the guy's amazing. Because, again, he's going to steal the Olympics, and it doesn't even matter where he finishes. He's got that kind of rap. That's one of my favorite stories. My favorite story, however, right now with the Olympics is the story of the Jamaican bobsled coach who had a falling out with that team and tried to take the bobsled and go. Keep in mind, they only have one bobsled, and apparently it's her bobsled, except there's a dispute as to whose bobsled it really is. I mean, that's the epitome of, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You going to cry and take your ball and go home? Apparently the answer is yes. What are you going to do? Cry and take your bobsled home? Yes. Such an awesome story. So I've got some Olympics to talk about. I, believe it or not, have not just one, but two takes on the New York Mets. It's two for me. You may have seen Mickey Callaway's rather unfortunate comments about not using up his bullpen. You know, baseball guys will go baseball guy. Baseball guys have a certain vernacular, a certain way of saying things, certain analogies, and they're just so insulated. You know, they're in their own world. And they sometimes say things that apply to their world that don't really apply to the rest of the world. And what Callaway said was, and I quote, "We're going to be very diligent about that. Dry humping guys is something I feel very strongly about. That's a lot of wear and tear that's needless." I mean, that's a quote for the ages, right? That's not necessarily what he meant. And I'll tell you what he meant, but what he said is not necessarily what he meant. It's actually what he meant, but it was the wrong way to say it. Well, it was the right way to say it. It was just the wrong place to say it. And believe it or not, I've got another story about dry humping too. Two dry humping stories in one day. One involving guys and one involving a shark. I don't want to give that away. But you probably know where I'm going with that. The grind, TGIF. The grind includes February. More upsets last night in college basketball all across the nation, but not one involving the mighty Gauchos from UC Santa Barbara who went to the LBC last night, and they won. However, a number of top 10 teams went down. Let's check out the tweets very quickly. At NJ Albert's tweets, "Tiger should do what Kevin Costner did in Tin Cup when he snapped every club in his bag except the 7-iron.
Tiger!
At least start with that big bat. At Phil in Missouri tweets, "Can't wait to hear from Devin Powell. Yeah, that story is nuts." Wore the Joaquin email to follow. Yeah, my man's incredible. I did that whole take on that show yesterday, and no sooner than the show ended, he thanked me on Twitter for the shout out and said, "Hey, look, I'm here. I'm here if you want to talk about it." And my response was, quote, "Hell yes, I want to talk about this." And then he went with another 5 or 10 puns about his nut. His obliterated nut. It's absolutely incredible. He's talking about a sack lunch. Get your popcorn ready, but then again, you might not. Because you might lose your sack lunch. Rome, Devin Powell seems like he's in a good mood. You'd think he'd be a little more testy. Steven PHX, get them all out. "Dear Jim, it's Friday in the jungle. I've backed in, denimed up, and just want to remind you that this Sunday should be a jungle national holiday because it is our girl, Yoko Ono's birthday. Let us celebrate by hearing her famous song. You know the one, Dave in Salt Lake." Yeah, I'm not really sure I know what you're talking about, Dave. It's Yoko Ono. She's got a whole catalog of songs. I'll take a stab, though. I'll take a stab. If I had to, like, pick one song, you know, like, I could name that tune in one note. Remember that show? Are you old enough to remember that show, Name That Tune? Where they'd have these contestants, and they'd have a piano off to the side, and then the host of the show would give you a clue about this song. And then the musically inclined would say, I can name that song in 9 tunes. And then they'd go to the shot where the guy go, dink, 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 you know, 9 keys on the piano. Notes, excuse me. And then there'd be that one guy who'd be like, I can name that tune in one note. And the whole crowd would be like, oh! You know, because it was like the easiest thing ever. Like, name a song written by John Lennon, which is the anthem for the Beatles, that begins with Let It. I can name that tune in one note. Oh! All right, so let's try this with Yoko Ono. Alvin, this guy's talking about Yoko's most famous song. Alvin, I can name that song in one note. It's the Ah song. Nailed it. Nailed it. Over the years, I've thought about maybe ripping Iggy Pop from The Open, you know, my signature song, just to change up. Would you be in favor of me pulling Iggy for Yoko? Yeah, well, let me hear how that sounds. Try that for a minute. Let's go to the top of the show right now, and let's just see how it would sound, all right? So, Matt, everybody run this back. Hit reboot, hit reset. It's Friday. You've backed it in. You've denimed up. You want your jungle fix. You know Rome's breathing fire. Let's see how it would sound. Hit the bell, Alvin.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. What's cracking, clones? Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome, live in Southern California. Can I get a deck of yeah, Alvy? Yoko, what's cracking, girl? What's up, girlfriend?
Today's Friday.
Live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Get some, Yoko. Yeah, that's not going to work. I tried. All right, we're coming right back. Open phones in the first hour. Hit me up.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Like I said, it's going to be a great Friday. It's already a great Friday. And we're only one segment in. Something else that I do want to talk about on this Friday. Clones, how was your Thursday night? How was it? I can answer it without even knowing. Not as good as A.J. McCarron's. A.J. McCarron got some good news. And he's about to get paid. He's about to get paid because an independent arbiter ruled in his favor. So now he is a free agent, and he can look around, and he's going to get his. That story coming up a little bit later on. I mentioned I had a couple of stories about the New York Mets. I do want to talk about Matt Harvey. February 16th, 47 days into 2018. And I know a number of you tools who went on record with a resolution that you don't even remember have already given up on that. Not Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey's still about new year, new me. My thoughts on that coming up, too. As far as the Open, look, I gave it a shot. I was very open about that. I'm all about Iggy Pop. But again, I've been using Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. It's been kind of funny to me that over the years, and again, I was not the guy that found that. There was a guy named Tom Perry. Tom Perry was my engineer in the early, early, early days of the Mighty 690, when it was a local show in 690. And somehow, someway, this guy had an amazing ear. This guy found that song not long after it dropped. That's an old, old song. And over the years, you've heard that song, I mean, pretty much everywhere. Commercials, movies, whatever. This guy found that song, and I loved it right when I heard it, and I've always used it. But a couple of times over the years, I thought to myself, should I change up? Should I freshen it up? But it's signature. I really can't. But I did think about Yoko. And the reaction is, at Mike D for 3 tweets. Oh, sorry, Jim. It's actually, oh! And not, Oh! Signed game show judges. What do you mean, like Alex Trebek? No, I got that thing right. I got that right on that game show when I went with one note. I said I could name that tune in one note, and I did. So I do not stand corrected, Mike. Stand down, Mike. I do not stand corrected. At Steve PHX tweets, that wasn't Yoko Ono. It was Devin Powell. That's not true either. Remember, he suffered that ruptured gonad and didn't tell anybody or do anything about it for a day and a half. This is the part of the legend of Devin Powell. That if any of us even, I don't know, brushed up against something, we'd take a knee or be in the fetal position. If I went through what he went through, if I suffered the injury that he suffered, I would have not only quit my job, I would have quit life. You would have never seen or heard from me ever again. And my man's just tweeting about it, having a good old time, making jokes about it, talking about how you better get your popcorn ready for the Rome show. Then again, you better not. You might lose your sack lunch.
Get your popcorn ready.
Ed, Benny and Wisco's in. He tweets, total package Friday. I'm sitting on my beanbag with Rome on my set, ready to eat an entire sack of grapes. No bells for that, Alvin? Doesn't Benny usually get the bell treatment? Hey, run them all out there because he's joining us in a half hour. You've got a half an hour to get all your bad puns out there. His puns are actually awesome. But you can get all your bad puns out there in the next half hour. What do you want to hit? It's a good day. 1-800-636-8686. If there's something that I did not talk about that you want to talk about, go ahead and do that too. We'll take a short time out. I ran pretty fat on that first segment. Let me get caught back up on my clock, and then we'll be ready to roll. Devin Powell, top of the hour. Ed Cooley, second hour. Derwin James, NFL draft prospect right here in studio in hour number three. Alvy's week that was in the third hour. And much, much more. Time now for a sports update. Here's the latest for you on this Friday morning. Brad Help.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Friday, once again, ATP Day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit a question. I will answer one or more of them later on. In the meantime, think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Top of the hour, Devin Powell. Top of the hour, but not yet. Not yet. All right, I've got telephone calls I want to get to, but first, a little bit of baseball. Now, you know the old saying, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Well, new Mets skipper Mickey Callaway does, because he just dropped the quote of spring training and maybe even the year. But I'm guessing he regrets the word choices that he made.
Yeah, if I haven't thought it out the right way, that can definitely be a risk. We're going to be very diligent about that. Dry humping guys is something that I feel very strongly about, and that's a lot of wear and tear that's needless.
Uh-oh! That was a little bit awkward.
Awkward?
Awkward? Calvin, can I hear that just one more time to make sure that I actually heard what I thought I heard?
Yeah, if I haven't thought it out the right way, that can definitely be a risk. We're going to be very diligent about that. Dry humping guys is something that I feel very strongly about, and that's a lot of wear and tear that's needless.
All right, so before the show comes off the rails and you can't handle something like that responsibly, let me pick him up. His heart was in the right place. His mind was in the right place. Not like many of you and your minds, which are flooding my ats with jokes that you know damn well that I can't and will not read on this show. Not as long as my name is on this show. But not since Tommy Heinsohn reported live from the locker room has a piece of audio thrown you clones this far off your game.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. All right, so let me help you with this. Let me explain this to all of you. Baseball guys talk in their own lingo. I mean, they live in their own world, but they talk in their own vernacular. They talk in their own lingo. Callaway is talking about using relief pitchers. It relates to relief pitcher usage and the notion that getting a guy warmed up and not using him is one of the worst things that you can do to a bullpen, something that Terry Collins did way too often. The kind of move that got everybody's favorite teenaged Mets fan ranting and raving.
Terry, show some f***ing emotion, you old ass, silly ass man. I want to punch the f***ing out of you, knock your f***ing teeth out. Now, who's going to be smiling? I will. Never show a smile. I mean, when you do, you're spanking the teammates at you. You're spanking Michael Conforto's f***ing sorry ass. That's what you're doing. So, Terry, goodbye. Have f***ing Wally Backman come over here.
This kid was amazing, right? He did not like Terry Collins. And most of all, he did not like Terry Collins smiling when things were not going well. So, Mick, let me help you out here before that kid loses his mind again. Let me handle this one for you. Consider this a lesson from the PR firm Van to the Smack. Here is what you should have said. We're going to be very diligent about the way we use our bullpen. I've seen the stats that those arsonists put up. I saw what happened last year when they dragged their gas can to the bump, soaked the entire infield with kerosene, and started flicking blue tip matches, lit matches all over that infield. I saw that 4.82 ERA that was the worst in the National League. I saw the 305 earned runs that we gave up, good for 27th in all of baseball. I understand we don't have a closer. I know we cannot keep guys off the bases, but I can control what I can control, and that is being efficient with my bully. That's making sure that when I do make a phone call to get somebody up and warmed up, that they're actually going to go into that game and not throw an extra inning or two just getting loose. The kind of needless wear and tear that can really hurt a team. Next question. That's easy. That's how you do that. When you're in the clubhouse, you can use clubhouse vernacular. When you're in front of the mic, stick to cliches and terms that will not break or melt the internet. My time, this time, is free of charge. Next time, it's going to cost you.
Dry humping guys is something that I feel very strongly about.
Time and place, my man. Time and place. And by the way, know your room. Know your room. The clubhouse is one thing. Talking to the media is another. Time and place. Know your room. Just write that down on a piece of paper. Time and place. Know your room. That one's free. The next one won't be.
Dry humping.
The only thing more amazing than me having to talk about a manager discussing dry humping.
Dry humping.
Is me having another take about a coach dry humping.
Dry humping.
Same show. Different take. Different coach slash manager. We'll get there. But I'd love to get you involved here. How about a good telephone call? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to upstate New York. Charlie in upstate New York. Charlie, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Hey, Romy. Listen, why is everybody kissing Tiger's ass? I mean, all these networks. What the hell? He's a has-been. He's a pervert. He's a degenerate. He's a druggie. I mean, I don't get it. What's the deal? Tell me.
All right, I got you. I'll help you with that. He just said, why are all these networks kissing his ass when he's a has-been, a druggie, and a pervert. All right, now some of these things are debatable.
That's private.
Why don't we break it down one by one? The guy's a druggie. Well, they did pick him up one night with more pharmaceuticals than your average local CVS. I guess you could say there might be something to that. He's a pervert. Yeah, pretty much. He's a has-been. Yeah, he got me there, too. And why is everybody kissing his ass? Because everybody benefits from a healthy, competitive Tiger Woods. The fans love it. Broadcast outlets love it. Sponsors love it. The tournaments love it. He's good for business. Business is booming when he's going well. Quote, why is everybody kissing his ass? Not everybody's doing that. In fact, I would be accused of just the opposite. Look, the world is much better when he is showing up on Sunday, pumping his fist, rocking his red, than it is when he's getting into his car and bouncing it off trees. I would much rather see this guy competitive and winning tournaments, or at least in contention. Here's the bottom line. Here's what I've seen from him so far in 2018. Here's what I've seen from this guy in recent weeks. Tiger Woods looks to me like a dude who is killing it in practice. Like he's got his mojo back in the morning, in practice. He looks to me like a guy whose health is actually coming back. He looks to me like a guy who still has skills. You know, not big cat, I'll rip your heart out game, but top 25 in the world skills. I think they're still there. And that is a pretty big deal for a guy at this point in time, at this point in his career. But he still looks to me like a dude that while he might be top 25 when he's out there practicing, when he gets back on the course, he looks like a guy who falls right back into his old habits. He looks like a guy that cannot find his driver. He looks like a guy that is never, ever going to win anything, much less anything that matters when he's hitting it off the tee the way he is right now. And needless to say, he still has too much noise between his ears. You see, this is the problem to me when you've already climbed the mountain, when you've already climbed the most treacherous mountain in the world. Because once you've been there, it doesn't really mean anything after that because you've already been there. But trying to do it again can get you badly hurt or maybe even killed. It's like trying to reclimb Mount Everest. Like he's been there and then went through a whole bunch of things and now he's trying to get to the top once again. You know, for who? For what? He's already been there, but trying to do it again could get this guy killed. He's got distance. His short game looks much improved, and it looks like the yips are gone. But based on what I've seen in 2018, it seems to me this guy can be competitive again, but the big cat that a lot of you are waiting on, that guy's dead. That guy's gone. That guy's never coming back. Right now, he's a dude who's getting it done at home and still trying to move it to the track. And the question is, can he still be competitive in majors? Can he be in the mix at the majors? Augusta, maybe. Maybe Augusta. But that mountain I'm talking about, he'll never get near the top of that mountain ever again. However, even trying to get to the base is a big improvement for that cat. You know, notice we're not talking about, is the guy going to make it through the first round? He made it through the first round. Physically, he looks much better. I even see skill level that I haven't seen in a while. But what I really see is a guy that's getting it done in practice, who's trying to put it all together and bring it with him to the track, and I haven't seen that yet. But not everybody's kissing his ass. Even if he is, quote, a has-been, a pervert, and what was the third thing? Druggy. You forgot cheap. He's cheap. Cheapskate. Dear Rome, so glad you're having Devin Powell on. Can you ask him one question for me? What is a testicle? Regards, crying Jeff in San Antonio.
War, me and my fiance?
Signed, Geoff in Lincoln. Hey, Geoff, at least that guy knows how to spell his own name. Hey, listen, don't use that word. unless it's in reference to a clinical medical diagnosis, namely a ruptured testicle. And then this guy wars lady clones. Geoff, never mind. At Chris R. Kobos tweets, I agree with Mickey Callaway. Dry humping people is too difficult. Use a shark. I will get there. That shark humper, allegedly, is in the news once again. And not only in the news, but in a great way in the news. If you had to think of one staff in America that guy might end up, what staff do you think that'd be? If you had to think of one staff where that disgraced shark humper might end up, what staff do you think it would be? I will give you a hint. It's Michigan. That story's coming up later on. Let's go to Long Island. Vinny. It's good to have you, Vinny.
How you doing?
Good, Vinny. How are you?
Good, thanks. I love everything Mickey Callaway is saying so far. I'm all on board. I think he's going to bring us back to the promised land with the pitchers that we have. I mean, it's just been wasted talent, what Terry Collins and Dan Worthen's been doing. I think this is the right way to go.
Yeah, I hope you're right. First of all, Vinny, nice job. I love a call from the island. Love a call from the island. Vinny from Long Island has got to be somebody who found the show on CBS Sports Network. I mean, what did I just do? I just did an entire take on a manager saying, hey, we're not going to dry hump our guys.
Dry humping.
And his response to my take was, let me tell you something. I love that guy. That's the right hire. I love what he's saying. I love what he's doing. I love this rotation. This is the guy to get us back to the promised land. What do you say to that, Rome? I say you're probably somebody who found this show on CBS Sports Network. My man, Vinny. Vinny from Long Island. He made the show better. I mean that. I'm not being facetious. I love getting new calls from new markets as a result of our new TV show on CBS Sports Network, the simulcast. But I know for a fact that he's a new caller. Because if I do a whole rant about a manager talking about dry humping his guys, and the reaction is he's the right guy for the right job at the right time, I know that's a new listener.
Dry humping guys.
Nice job. Vinny, you call this show anytime you want. Hey, Rome. Two dry humping takes and an interview about a busted grape. Just go ahead and run the Beavis and Butthead laugh through the rest of today's show. Jared in Alaska. Now, Jared is not a new listener. Jared did not find this show, I don't think, on CBS Sports Network. Jared understands. Jared knows that if I have a show that has two dry humping takes and a guy with a busted grape, this thing's coming off the rails. And we're getting close. We are now 10 minutes out to Devin Powell. Devin Powell took one of the most negative things ever and turned it into one of the best things ever. And I cannot begin to tell you how much I respect that. So when he shouted out to me yesterday, for me shouting out to him first and said, hey, I'm available if you want to talk about this. There's nothing I'm more available to talk about than your shattered gonad, my man. We're going to hit that in 10 minutes. Devin Powell. Most courageous man in America. Ed Cooley, next hour. Derwin James in studio in hour number 3. And by the way, a big shout out to people who found the show and are watching on CBS Sports Network. It's good to have all of you. Stay with it. You'll figure it out. Hour 2, straight ahead.